Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all of our parishioners, our outreach community, and especially anyone who may be visiting with us here today as we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, apostles. It's good to be together again. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and this Mass is being offered for Joseph Szymborski.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have great peace in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my thoughts, through my own spirit, all things, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, the prayer of the angels of the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins,
and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will.
Let us pray. O God, who on the solemnity of the apostles Peter and Paul, give us the noble and holy joy of this day, grant, we pray, that your church may in all things follow the teaching of those through whom she received the beginnings of right religion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lived and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, King Herod laid hands upon some of the members of the church to harm them. He had James, the brother of John, killed by the sword. And when he saw that this was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. It was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He had taken him into custody and put in prison under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. He intended to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter thus was being kept in prison, but prayer by the church was fervently being made to God on his behalf. on the very night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter, secured by double chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while outside the door, guards kept watch on the prison. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in his cell. He tapped Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains fell from his wrists. The angel said to him, "Put on your belt and your sandals," and he did so. Then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." So he followed him out, not realizing that what was happening through the angel was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first guard, then the second, and came to the iron gate leading out to the city, which opened for them by itself. They emerged and made their way down an alley, and suddenly the angel left him. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. I, Paul, am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. and I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him the glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
The day we celebrate another solemnity on the church's calendar as we honor Saints Peter and Paul. As we celebrate this feast day of these two saints, it gives us, I think, a chance to consider the roles of saints in our lives. Because today we're not just honoring the memory of Saints Peter and Paul and thanking God for what they did, though we are doing that, and we're also asking for their prayers now. While aware that because Jesus lives, they are alive too. We wear red today to symbolize the sacrifice that Peter and Paul made for Christ, shedding their blood as martyrs. But just as it was through his death on the cross that Jesus became victorious over death, so too the death of the martyrs was their birthday into eternal life. Some people may wonder why we would pray to saints when we can just pray directly to God. And while we can and should pray directly to God, the scripture says we do not know how to pray as we ought. We need help. And one way the Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray is by introducing us to saints. our brothers and sisters who have finished the race, who have kept the faith, as St. Paul writes, and those souls who are now with God in heaven and are able to bring to him our needs in prayer. Just last Sunday, I was able to participate with some of you in our Corpus Christi procession. It was beautiful to follow Jesus and to adore him together outside. And it was also very nice to get out of the hot sun for some refreshments afterwards in the gym. And while I was sitting down there with a family, I started talking to the dad. He was telling me just how they had just gotten back from a camping trip. And at several points in our conversation, his son or daughter would tell him something to tell me. Right, whether it was how far they went on a bike ride or the places that they went swimming or whatever, I soon realized that it was a little easier for me to understand what they were saying once their dad did some interpreting. And the boy was actually sitting right next to me, and at times he would turn to me, but because he knew that his dad had an easier time communicating with me, and that his dad also knew what he really was really trying to say, it actually helped both of us for his dad to serve as this intermediary. I think something similar is true with our relationship with the saints. Again, it's very good to turn directly to God, but we also need help communicating with him. And not only are the saints closer to God, and therefore they can communicate much more easily with him, they can also understand and relate to us in a way that even God can't. Because in Jesus, God became like us in all things but sin. He is our Savior. The saints are those who have been saved. They know our needs and weakness because they themselves have experienced it. In our first and second readings today, we heard a bit about the need for Saints Peter and Paul to be rescued. Peter literally was freed from the chains that held him bound in prison as the angel rescued him from his cell and set him free. And we heard from St. Paul, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom." The saints, even the great ones like Peter and Paul, all needed to be rescued by the Lord. In fact, the prerequisite for being a saint is realizing you can't save yourself. We need Jesus to set us free from our sins. So because the saints also needed a Savior, we're able to relate to them and them to us more easily. So today we may ask ourselves, who are the saints that I turn to? Today as a church, we specifically turn to Saints Peter and Paul. But are there any other saints that you call out to by name? One gift about being Catholic is that we believe in the communion of saints, as we profess in the Apostles' Creed. The Lord gives us brothers and sisters to help us on our journey and to be brought closer to him. Oftentimes, it's the saint who chooses to befriend you. So it's good to keep the eyes of our hearts open to anyone who may be befriending us from heaven. Because while some earthly friendships come and go, being friends with the saints will last for eternity. I think it's also significant that today we celebrate both Saint Peter and Saint Paul. They themselves enjoy a saintly friendship together. And this is the case with many of the saints. They were first friends on earth and then joined one another in heaven. So maybe another question we can ask today is, Who is helping lead me to heaven? Since that's our ultimate goal, our closest relationships should be with those who help us get there, and vice versa. As the saying goes, you are only as good as the people you surround yourself with. This value of being with good people, I think, comes out in a testament of the life of Saint Anthony. He was a desert father who lived back in the 4th century, and I'd like to read an account of his life. Three fathers used to go and visit Blessed Anthony every year, and two of them used to discuss their thoughts and the salvation of their souls with him. But the third always remained silent and did not ask him anything. After a long time, Abbot Anthony said to him, "You often come here to see me, but you never ask me anything." And the other replied, "It is enough for me to see you, Father." That man recognized that he was made strong in the presence of this saint, of Saint Anthony. Just being with him made him a better man. So today, let's choose to nurture both those relationships with the saints in heaven and also those saints to be on earth, so that together we may come safely to the heavenly kingdom.
We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God, Let us present our needs and those of the world to our most gracious God.
For all bishops, the successors of the apostles, may the Holy Spirit protect and guide them. Let us pray to the Lord. For government leaders, may God give them wisdom to work for justice and to protect the lives of the innocent. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who do not know Christ, may the Holy Spirit bring them to recognize his love and goodness. Let us pray to the Lord. For this community gathered here, may Christ grant us strength to proclaim him boldly. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are sick or suffering in any way, may God bring them healing and peace, especially Bishop Carl Mengeling and Father John Fain. And those listed in our book of prayer, Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died, may they rejoice with the angels and saints in the presence of God the Father. And for all the holy souls in purgatory, let us pray to the Lord.
God of power and goodness, hear the prayers we offer you today through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the prayer of the apostles, O Lord, accompany the sacrificial gift that we present to your name for consecration, and may their intercession make us devoted to you, in celebration of the sacrifice, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God. For by your providence, the blessed apostles Peter and Paul bring us joy. Peter foremost in confessing the faith, Paul its outstanding preacher. Peter, who established the early church from the remnant of Israel. Paul, master and teacher of the Gentiles that you call. And so, each in a different way, gathered together the one family of Christ, and revered together throughout the world, they share one martyr's crown. And therefore, with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true, in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect, make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." any similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in a sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, to those sinners, hope and your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord, through whom we continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be
thank you.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, who have been renewed by this sacrament, so to live in the church, that persevering in the breaking of the bread and in the teaching of the apostles, we may be one heart and one soul, made steadfast in your love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May Almighty God bless you, for he has made you steadfast in St. Peter's saving confession, and through it has set you on the solid rock of the church's faith. And having instructed you by the tireless preaching of St. Paul, may God teach you constantly by his example to win brothers and sisters for Christ.
Amen.
So that by the keys of St. Peter and the words of St. Paul and by the support of their intercession, God may bring us happily to that homeland that Peter attained on a cross and Paul by the blade of a sword. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Let us go forth singing number 742, The Church's One Foundation, number 742.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.